Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Governor Cuomo is taking a slight hit to his sky-high popularity with the passage of NYSafe, the gun laws that he pushed through in response to the shootings at Sandy Hook. You got to spend your political capital on something, and he spent a little bit of it on this. Supporters now are planning a rally on Thursday in Harlem with sponsors you might expect, like the Brady Campaign and New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, but also 1199 SEIU, the local healthcare workers union, and I'm joined now for a few minutes by their president, George Gresham. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And why is the NYSafe law an issue for your union? Do you see a connection with healthcare?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the whole issue of gun violence is a health issue within the state itself. And we're very proud that our governor has taken a common sense approach to try to end gun violence in a civilized society. I don't think that we should let this time pass by. And history should reflect that we saw tragedies like what happened at Sandy Hook High School and did nothing about it. And I think that this is not an issue of whether people ought to have the right to bear arms. We totally agree with that. But the issue is about gun violence and how can we keep that from becoming a health care issue within our country.
The rally is taking place in Harlem, and yes, presumably these laws won't have an effect there or elsewhere in the city. New York City has already in place restrictive gun laws. So why are you locating the rally in Harlem in particular?
Well, we think that the issue of gun violence is twofold. One is the issue of urban gun violence, handgun violence that happens too often on a national level. And then there's the broader issue that people at this time is familiar with. And we think that the location, it is the state office building. It is in the center of an urban development. But we think that the crowd, which we expect to be a very diverse crowd, will identify this as not only a New York issue, but an American issue because of the attendance and the issue itself. So gun violence manifests itself in many different ways, either with handgun or assault rifles or the multi-clip that are part of the New York Safe Act. So we think this is the right symbol for this.
I know that 1199 has also marched against the NYPD stop and frisk policy, and there's a lawsuit against the policy in federal court today, coincidentally, but that policy is aimed at taking guns off the street. So do you see a contradiction between your two stands?
Absolutely not. We are in absolute support of the New York Safe Act. On the other issue of stop and frisk, it's an issue of the quality of life, and it's an issue. No, we're not opposed, and I don't think any people in their right mind would be opposed to getting guns off the street. We absolutely support that, but we think that there is a bigger issue about the quality of life and the amount of people that are being profiled. There are communities of people of color that are being profiled by the stop and frisk law that on a daily basis, you know, 60-70% of the people are being stopped. They're being stopped. They're being questioned and frisked. And when you look at the percentage of those that may actually have guns, it's below 1%. It's like 0.03% of the people that are actually stopped that actually have guns. That's a quality of life issue. That's not a pro-gun issue.
Are you taking a public stand on the gun issue more to solidify your working relationship, your political relationship with Governor Cuomo, rather than this being a directly relevant issue to 1199's fortunes? I know that back when he was working to reform Medicaid spending in the state, It was noted that the governor went along with changes that 1199 wanted that preserved jobs and guaranteed a living wage for home health care workers. So is this more general solidarity with the governor because of other interests that the union has?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the fact that we're in solidarity with Governor Cuomo around this issue is because we see gun violence on a daily basis. When people come into the emergency rooms, it's our members that take care of that. We understand the toll that this has. This is the right thing to do, and I think that whether it is Governor Cuomo in this case, or even if it were Chris Christie in New Jersey, a governor that we don't particularly get along with, if he were to enact the New Jersey SAFE Act, we'd be happy to stand with him and honor the fact that he's doing the right thing for people. You know, it's our members that both work in the communities and live in these communities that are often affected by gun violence. So this is not a political issue, but at the same time, New York, we have a statement in 1199. We don't have permanent friends. We have permanent interests. And if you stand up for something that is important to the members of our union, we will stand with you.
My guest is George Gresham, president of 1199 SEIU, the healthcare workers union in New York and New Jersey, and also several other states, Massachusetts, Florida, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. as a city. Before you go, I want to touch on another issue that I know is of concern to you, and that is Litch, the Long Island College Hospital, the Trouble Hospital in Cobble Hill community. Yes. I know, very concerned about the prospect of that hospital closing. A judge threw out the last vote to close it, agreeing that the trustees had violated the open meetings rules, but they're voting again tomorrow. Do you expect a different outcome?
No, I don't. I think that they have made a decision that they want to close the hospital. I think that they recognize that it has been poorly managed. And I think there is an opportunity for them, if you will, to make money and profit off of the fact that Litch, the hospital, sits in a very high-value real estate area. And I think rather than taking the complicated view of trying to figure out how to continue to deliver health care to a much-needed community, I think they've decided that the easy thing to do is to sell off the real estate and to move on. But that is a terrible position for the people who are in that community that need the services that Litch provide and the economy that Litch provide. Over 2,200 jobs in that community will be lost as the closing of a hospital that can be sustained, a hospital that's in a community that is thriving and growing, a hospital that provides emergency services for the area, that if it's no longer there, there won't be services for at least 2 miles. And to make a decision based on poor mismanagement is the wrong decision. And we will continue to educate people, to educate the public, to educate the government, and to try to bring common sense to the issue of keeping that hospital open.
This latest vote tomorrow is going to be in Westchester. Do you think they moved it there to duck the community?
You're absolutely right. I think it makes sense. I think that they know that they are not representing the needs and the concerns of the community with this vote. And so the best thing to do is to change the venue.
We just have 10 seconds left. But who has the final word on whether the hospital stays open or not? Who decides?
Well, it is in this case, it is SUNY, the state university system, that makes the final decision.
George Gresham, president of 1199 SEIU, the local healthcare workers union in New York and New Jersey and elsewhere in the region, plus Florida and Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for coming on with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.